right, let's bring you the latest lines coming out of Pakistan, where the National Assembly has confirmed Shehbaz Sharif as the country's new prime minister. Sharif succeeds Imran Khan. You'll recall, of course, that he was ousted in a rather dramatic no-confidence vote over the weekend. More than 100 MPs of Khan's Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf party, well, they decided to resign in protest against his ousting. Tens of thousands also rallied in support of Khan on Sunday night. Osama bin Javed is in Islamabad for us. So, Osama, Pakistan has a new prime minister now, right?
Absolutely. Shehbaz Sharif is now the 23rd prime minister of Pakistan. The official announcement is to be made momentarily as votes have been cast. And this was a done deal when the opposition party now, Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, Imran Khan's party, decided that they are going to boycott this vote. So now there is no opposition to the election of Shehbaz Sharif, who is now the new prime minister of Pakistan. We have to see how many votes have been cast in his favor as the assembly session is underway. The results have been compiled and they've been presented to the speaker, and he's asked all members of the parliament to come back inside the assembly. So it's been a dramatic day in a dramatic week of events where you've seen a vote of no confidence against Imran Khan, the speaker striking it down, the court coming into action, calling it unconstitutional and illegal, and then the assembly is being reinstated, which was dissolved by the president, and finally a vote of confidence taking place. And while all of this was happening, Imran Khan's party decided that they are going to not just boycott the vote, but they are going to resign from the assemblies. More than 140 MPs expected to resign from the National Assembly. Those resignations have been circulated on social media, but they have not reached the Speaker's chamber as yet. The formalities will take place. But Imran Khan's party insisting that they do not want to be part of what they call an imported setup, alluding to what Imran Khan has been stating all along, that this is an international conspiracy. This is a foreign-backed government, and he does not want to be part of it. It is interesting that Imran Khan also said that he's going to fight these politicians in the assembly, but now has decided that he is now going to take to the streets and try and force an early election.
And Osama, judging by the street protests we've seen so far, does it look like this might not be the end of this political dispute, but rather just the beginning?
Absolutely. This is Imran Khan, you have to remember, is a popular politician here. His party did have the majority before the coalition came together and got the numbers. And because of the performance of Imran Khan in the last 3.5 years, many of his coalition partners felt that they were not being given enough, they were not being treated equally, and he was failing to deliver on those promises. And they say that's why they changed sides towards the opposition. Imran Khan saying that their votes were bought, there was a lot of money involved. But now it seems that Pakistan has a new steward in place. Now, this 23rd Prime Minister of Pakistan, Shehbaz Sharif, is going to be facing down a number of challenges, not just political uncertainty, but grave challenges to the economy as well. Pakistan is still in talks with the International Monetary Fund for a next tranche to try and bail out its economy. There is some stability in the Pak rupee versus the US dollar, but there are concerns there as well. And obviously, the biggest concern that people have is rising inflation, which has been spiraling in the last few years. But Shehbaz Sharif is somebody who's seen in Pakistan as someone who has a can-do attitude and has a track record of delivering when the situation got tough, especially in Pakistan's biggest province, Punjab.
Known in Pakistan as an administrator who gets things done. At the age of 70, Shehbaz Sharif was the joint leader of the opposition that toppled Imran Khan in a no-confidence vote. Sharif entered politics and then led Pakistan's most populous province and built major infrastructure projects. In his hometown, Lahore, he successfully brought in investment from China and Turkey. He's also had good relations with the US. Analysts say he will need to mend fences after the outgoing prime minister accused his opponents of being politically manipulated by Washington. Shahbaz is the younger brother of former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, who was dismissed following allegations of corruption. He's facing a money laundering case and corruption charges brought by the Federal Investigation Agency and the National Accountability Bureau. Both brothers say the allegations levelled under Imran Khan's premiership were politically motivated. And in 2007, Sharif criticised the Accountability Bureau investigating him.
NAB, which is an institution, controlled by Musharraf, equivalent to Hitler's, Gestapo, National Accountability Bureau, which does selective accountability.
And other opposition politicians also accused it of being a tool used for political witch hunts. In subsequent years in power, the Muslim League government left the bureau unchanged. Out of all politicians, Shahbaz Sharif is widely considered to be the most acceptable to the military establishment. And those who came together to topple Imran Khan's government are hoping that the army will maintain what it calls its neutral status. Even if Shahbaz Sharif remains the prime minister until elections next year, he will still not become a prime minister who completes a 5-year term in Pakistan, as none have done in the country's 75-year history. Osama bin Javed, Al Jazeera, Islamabad.